from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The FDA approved a new blood test for colon cancer. The Shield test is approved for screening in adults 45 and older who have an average risk of colon cancer. The approval comes after a clinical study found the test could correctly detect colon cancer in 83% of participants who were not experiencing symptoms. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
A lot of people say, I don't want to do that. So they'll do the stool test. There's the ick factor. I don't want to be dealing with stool and putting it in a container and sending it in. So now you have a blood test. So the blood test is another choice. And, you know, you have another tool in the toolbox to say to people, look, gold standard is this, colonoscopy. You can also do a stool test. And also you can do the blood test. And there is a 10% false positive rate.
The test is available if doctors want it for their patients, but it costs nearly $900 out of pocket. It's now expected to be covered by private and government insurance, including Medicare. And joining us is Dr. Natalie Gentile. And Dr. Natalie is with the Direct Care Physicians of Pittsburgh. Wanted to get local reaction. Doc, good, welcome back. Good morning.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
I know this because it's so personal to me. My father passed of colon cancer. It was kind of a surprise when we got the diagnosis at the time. And then that meant all of us, me and my four siblings, started to, you know, be tested through colonoscopy, which is the most thorough, right? That's still, as Dr. Mm-hmm. LaPook said, the gold standard. But this does offer early detection, and early detection is key because it's very treatable at that stage, right?
Correct. And I'm sorry to hear about your story. And more we're seeing that same story, right? People finding colon cancer when it's too late, or we're finding cancer in younger and younger populations. And, you know, colonoscopy, as you said, is the gold standard, but a lot of people don't want to do a colonoscopy. And another thing is, a lot of people don't see how a colonoscopy can fit into their current life and schedule, right? It takes time to get a colonoscopy. You have to get a ride. You have to be off work. You have to do the prep. And when there are barriers to care in an already, you know, struggling society to kind of work and produce, we need to have other options for colon cancer screening.
And let's be honest, I mean, it's not cheap. A colonoscopy, just to your point, I mean, it requires anesthesia. Mm-hmm. So the expense, if it's not covered by insurance, can be prohibitive financially.
Exactly. And that, you know, people are not all insured, right? And so we have this amazing screening option with a colonoscopy or with things like the Cologuard with some stool testing that we have for screening. But these are expensive tests. And if you're not insured, they can be incredibly expensive. Plus, a lot of people can't predict what the cost will even be through their insurance before they get it done.
This is the Dr. Gentile, the second highest cause of cancer death in the United States. The estimate is more than 53,000 people will die of colorectal cancer this year. And primarily, I guess that's because the screening rate is dismally low because of the inconvenience of, say, what you were outlining earlier, the colonoscopy.
Sure. I mean, screening in general is an amazing thing that we have for several types of cancers in this country. It doesn't mean that people are going to utilize those screening modalities. And any way that we can break down barriers for people to access screening, the better. But at this point, with the screening rates being so low, I mean, it's shocking when you see those numbers, how low the screening rates are. We have to keep coming up with different options. But it's important for people to realize that just because, you know, this test may be negative, for example, doesn't mean that it's catching all colon cancers, especially early ones. And so, again, we really do prefer a colonoscopy, but this is going to detect if there are cancer cells, in which case you would then need to go and get a colonoscopy to confirm that and see, you know, what we're dealing with.
Doctor, how does it work? How does this test work? What are they looking for in the blood?
Yeah, they're looking for the DNA of colon cancer. So these, you know, tumors will shed a certain DNA and profile, and so they're picking up on that in the blood.
And how long does it take to get results once you would do this blood test? And I hear it's expensive, too.
Yeah, as of right now, it is quite expensive, but hopefully that will, you know, be fixed soon if we can get it covered by insurance. As of right now, Shield, I've not ordered it on any patients, but per the reports, it's taking a couple of weeks, you know, once they're received by the laboratory, then can get results going. But ideally, as these things become more widespread and mainstream, it might be less time. I know when I order Cologuard, for example, which is the stool testing, that can take a couple of weeks to get done, you know, and get results back to patients as well.
Yeah, and as Dr. Lapook suggested, it's for a lot of people, you know, embarrassing to do that.
Yes, sure.
And I'm curious because 83% of participants who are not experiencing symptoms may be, you know, and that's a large number of people. But then there is a 10% chance right now, they said, of a false positive. What happens then? I would assume if you get a false positive, then they would go ahead with a full colonoscopy.
Correct. That's anytime we see that positive result, it's an indication to get a colonoscopy at that point. And they might, you know, they may then find nothing, which is what would make it a false positive when they go in and do that. And, you know, when we get these positive tests on these screening tests that aren't colonoscopies, we do have to play this game of, you know, do we order a screening colonoscopy or a diagnostic colonoscopy? And it's important to talk that through with your doc and talk that through with your GI physician in particular, because it has implications on, you know, if insurance will cover it or not.
Great information. Thanks for your time this morning, Doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Dr. Natalie Gentile, who is with the family group.
It's
Direct Care Physicians of Pittsburgh.
Sorry about that, Larry. One other note I would throw in is if you do wind up having a false positive, but they go in to do the screening colonoscopy, they also have the chance of removing from you precancerous polyps.
Yes, and that's why it's the gold standard, because they're in there.
Right.
And embarrassing as that is and sounds, they can clean out some of those things that would be, you know, the polyps and, you know, again, unfortunately, I know firsthand. In fact, I'm due this summer, so I got to get on the phone after the show. But hopefully this gives people who otherwise are not, you know, utilizing any of the screening methods another option, presumably when it's covered by insurance companies. And they would be smart to do so because, you know, the results of getting it and then dealing with the medical bills and expenses of having it far outweigh what it would take to cover the cost of the screening.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.